Hello, my name is Neil. In our meditations on the carol, O Holy Night, we have reached the following phrase. Sweet hymns of joy in grateful chorus praise him. This line comes just after several thoughts about social justice. Truly, he taught us to love one another. His law is love and his gospel is peace. Chains he shall break, for the slave is our brother, and in his name all oppression shall cease. When we see the gospel in action, turning lives around, making an impact in our families and communities, it is a cause for great joy. This year has been very significant in the life of Meadowhead Christian Fellowship. We have seen many people coming to know Jesus, getting baptised, being released from addictions, and seeing relationships restored. It is inevitable that hymns of joy would spring from our hearts. It is, of course, a totally natural human reaction to sing in celebration at a birthday party, at a football match. The significant increase in the number of choirs being formed is testament to the fact that singing together is good for us and good for our mental health. I learned recently that every atom in our body vibrates. There is so much to learn about the impact of sound and music on our bodies and how it affects our well-being. However, we know that it is good to sing and we know that it does us good. If it is good to sing about almost anything, it is even more so when we are singing about what God has done in our life, not least at Christmas time, as we remember the birth of Jesus Christ. Listen to what it says in the letter to the Colossians. Let the message about Christ in all its richness fill our lives. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. Indeed, the Christian church has always sung songs back to the earliest days. It is speculated that some portions of the New Testament quote songs that were sung in the emerging church. The famous passage in Philippians 2 is almost certainly a song. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing. So it goes on. Of course, the book of Psalms is a compendium of a whole variety of songs. And we read in Psalm 98, sing for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Praise him with songs and shouts of joy. My wife Sheena is currently reading a book titled Christian Music, A Global History. It underlines the fact that Christians down the ages and right around the world have always sung songs of joy in response to their saviour. I have many meaningful songs that have formed the soundtrack of my life. Maybe you do too. But none speaks to me more about joy than the happy song by Delirious. Some of the words are, my heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all that you've done, of how you've changed my life, you've wiped away the past. I want to shout it out from every rooftop sing, for I know that God is for me, not against me. The line from the carol that we're considering makes mention of a grateful chorus. Of course, the chorus of a song is repeated after each verse to emphasize the main point of the song. It is as we repeat a given thought that it makes its way into our soul. The crescendo of this carol is Christ is the Lord. Oh, praise his name forever. His power and glory evermore proclaim. But you will have to wait for others to tell you about those words. And my final thought, which is actually from Sheena, singing and remembering songs is something that can stay with us even when our general memory starts to fade. May the songs that we have sung through our life resonate with us as our physical abilities wane. Wouldn't it be great to sing in our old age the song from Revelation 19? Hallelujah, for the Lord our God, the Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give him the glory. Let's pray together as we close. Thank you, Father, that we have hymns of joy that we can sing. A joy that does not come from our feelings, but from the fact of God become man at Christmas. And that same man, Jesus Christ, has become our Saviour. We thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.